Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, 34 After the Hour, and very excited about having our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Roth back on the show. Diana is former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor. She's now the director of economics21.org, an outstanding website on public policy. She's a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. She's the author, the co-author, along with Jared Meyer, of a brand new book on what's happening to the future of our children, what the government has done, called Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young, and she's our good friend, Diana Furchtgott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So one of the agencies that I've always found interesting, if not detrimental, is the National Labor Relations Board. And every NLRB, Diana, as you well know, is ultimately largely an extension of the administration that they operate in. If it's a Republican administration, NLRB is probably going to be leaning towards Republican ideas.
Well, it's like that way with every independent agency, because the president gets to appoint a majority in his own party. It's five people on the NLRB. In a Democratic administration, three Democrats, two Republicans, the reverse in a Republican administration. And it's true with the other independent agencies also.
And so now we have a Democrat in the White House. So therefore, we're going to have more of a Democrat leaning, a Democrat majority in the NLRB, and recently they've been creating a lot of havoc with some traditional things that were previously untouched by the NLRB, haven't they?
They really have. I mean, they've put in place what they call ambush elections, which is a speeded up election for union representation. It used to be that when there was a petition for union representation, it would take about 40 days between the time the petition was made and the election for union representation. Well, the NLRB wants to move that to about 13 days, and it might sound good. Well, quicker elections, who could be against that? But they do that by skipping the step of figuring out who is eligible to vote. The idea is vote first, choose the eligible pool afterwards. And that's just no way to run any kind of election, not even a high school class president election.
Well, it's not unlike the cards. What were they called? Remind me of the voting cards. I'm trying to remember the
right. Exactly. You're talking about the cards for authorization.
Yeah.
When they were talking about secret ballot elections.
Right.
They
were doing away with the secret ballot. They were going to walk. An organizer would walk up to you, an employee, and hand you a card, and they would want you to vote in front of them.
Right.
Secret ballots. They want to do away with the secret ballot.
And funnily enough, the bill that they were going to try to pass to do away with the secret ballots was called the Employee Free Choice Act.
Right.
It's always Orwellian how they call these bills. It doesn't, of course, give the employees free choice. It takes away their right to a secret ballot.
Right. And so, but
and
that wound up, not, they wound up not getting that. They wound up not getting that. But now they're pushing for this quicker election process. What is that in the scheme of things?
So what it does is it shrinks the time to an election, and it means that employers have just a week to lay out certain facts, which means they have to be prepared in advance, because often they don't know that there's going to be a petition for union representation.
And this costs money, ladies and gentlemen. This is expenses. This is a regulation. This is like a regulation with a gun to your head, basically. So where is this, though? Has it been approved? Is it in place?
Yes. It's in place right now.
It actually got passed.
Yes. That's right. They put it in place. and it's in place. Now, what's interesting is one would think that if these elections were going to be speeded up, the NLRB would also want to speed up the election for decertifying a union.
Mm-hmm.
After all, if you can have an election to certify a union in 13 days, why shouldn't you be able to have one to get rid of your union? But no, that's impossible. They don't want you to have a speeded up election to get rid of a union.
This is an example of the dishonesty of the agency.
And it's not the only one. Just as, for example, they have another rule called the micro-unit rule, which says that if a whole workplace doesn't vote to be represented by the union, a small group of people within the establishment can vote. So shoe sellers
When they don't get a majority, they create a new class. Hold on to that thought, Diana. Folks, when we come back, there's something else that's going on right now that's getting all the way out to here on Main Street. It's going to affect a lot of small businesses. And this is the connection of temp agencies to major corporate...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.